You're listening to SBS News.
Following a parliamentary election marked by widespread voter indifference and disillusionment, the polls have closed in Iraq and counting is underway. However, the Electoral Commission says that only 41% of eligible voters cast their ballot, marking the lowest turnout in the country's five elections since longtime ruler Saddam Hussein was deposed in 2003. For some Iraqis, nothing could keep them away from the polling station, but for others, there wasn't anything that could make them go. Ada Nahad is a resident of Basra.
Some people tell you the result is already decided. Others tell you there is fraud. Others tell you your votes will be thrown away. There is no candidate worth electing, especially the old ones.
This election was called 6 months early following violent protests against corruption and mismanagement in 2019. Changes were made, including making it easier for independent candidates to run, but many voters have remained sceptical. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi called on Iraqis to come out and vote for the sake of the country and their future. The Western-friendly Prime Minister is not running for election, but the negotiations after the vote could yet see him secure a second term. Iraq's president, Barham Saleh, also encouraged the electorate to come out and vote, saying that it was a chance for the country to move towards reform. Yet his appeals too fell on deaf ears, and voters stayed away in droves. The head of the European Union Observer Mission, Viola von Kramon, admitted that the turnout is reason for concern, but says that she hopes this may serve as a wake-up call for the country's political leaders.
This is a clear, of course, a political signal, and one can only hope that it will be heard by the politicians and by the political elite of Iraq. That's all what I could say at that moment.
More than 3,200 candidates were competing for 329 seats in Parliament. One quarter of those are reserved for women and nine others for minorities, as activists like Azin Mustafa continue to urge Iraqis not to lose faith in the democratic process.
Yes, there is corruption. Yes, there is fraud. But we should not give up. In the end, this is our country and we have to have our own say. Yes, transitioning to democracy is hard. Yes, Iraq is not in the democratic state, but it takes time.
Sunday's election is not expected to dramatically alter the political balance in Iraq, with the movement led by the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, a former armed group leader and religious conservative, again emerging as Parliament's biggest faction. Initial results are expected early this week, but negotiations to choose a president, prime minister and cabinet are expected to drag on for weeks, if not months. The last parliamentary election in 2018 took 8 months of wrangling before a government was finally formed. Tina Quinn, SBS News.